Welcome to our continuing feature called Journey to Wellness in Indian Country. This morning, Julie Williams is on the line with us this morning. She's talking about the MOMS program, Maternal Outreach and Mitigation Program. Hey, Julie, good morning. Nice to have you with us.
Good morning.
So this program evolved to meet kind of a specific need on the White Earth Nation, and that was pregnant women that were struggling on some kind of, struggling in particular with some kind of medical or emotional problems caused by drug addictions. And the idea is that it's kind of a holistic way of treating the mom and helping her get back on her feet physically, emotionally, and reconnected to her community. You must have found that that was a significant problem on the reservation to evolve that program. Can you tell us kind of how the program came to be?
I think it's a problem everywhere, but it's just something that I was really passionate about. My cousin, Mina, she's an RN, and I worked for White Earth Substance Abuse at the time, and there was nothing, you know, they were putting pregnant women in detoxes. They were putting pregnant women in places that didn't offer medical support like Suboxone. We only work with pregnant women who are on opiates, who are addicted to opiates like heroin. Suboxone only works for that.
So having that medical piece to help get women off heroin is really significant in your mind.
Yes, because when a mother quits using cold turkey, that baby goes through withdrawals about 100 times worse than the mother.
Ugh.
Yes, and the baby, you know, she could lose the baby. And these babies are our future.
So talk about the kinds of program, talk about the kind of the holistic approach to the program, because, of course, it isn't just the medical support. There's all kinds of other support for the mother, because I suppose you kind of got to go back to what things in her life were driving her to abuse substances to begin with.
Yes. We offer intensive outpatient, like so substance abuse treatment. We offer mental health services, therapy, case management. We offer, we do like cultural things. We do ceremonies, sweat lodges. We just are there for them. We really believe in our clients. And sometimes I think that's all they need is somebody to believe in them. They love their babies. The addiction is so hard. And we treat them like regular people. We take the judgment out of it. We're just here to support them.
It seems like there may have been a time where folks were kind of left to struggle through substance abuse and alcoholism and some of the things that, that people are starting to learn about the idea of historical trauma and starting to get at the roots of this. And also the tremendously important effort and the devastating effects of losing language, religion, family, culture, through the boarding school era, I would imagine that you'd be seeing a really big difference now that you're finally able to understand better the problem and also bring all kinds of 21st century options to treating it.
It's amazing what adding culture back into something, into their life has done for our clients. They show pride. They show, they just go back to like our original traditions and cultures. You know, family first. And a lot of our families had babies in the system, Indian Child Welfare. We work with Indian Child Welfare. You know, they don't want to take the babies away. And we've actually worked so closely that the majority of our families have gotten their children back.
It sounds like the program is really a success. Does that mean that when you approach somebody in the community or when you go to somebody and say, "Hey, we got a program, we can give you a hand," is it easier to deal with them or to have the offer accepted, or do you still deal with people perhaps struggling with addiction issues who are ashamed or angry and want to insist that they don't have a problem?
Well, at first, you know, they have to be able to trust us and know that we're here for their best interest. And I think that was part of our hardest part of, you know, making sure people really, truly believe that this program is out to help them and not set them up for failure. It's a scary thing when pregnant women have to admit that they're using. It's not something that they're proud of. So at first, yes, it was difficult. Now they seek our help. So that's phenomenal. They come in and, you know, they really trust us. And that comes with word of mouth from our current participants and also the ones who have graduated the program. We also don't just focus on just the pregnant mom. That's our main focus. But once that mom comes in, you know, works the program and all of that, we actually invite her significant other. If, you know, if he's a user, we allow him to come into treatment also. So we're helping the family as a whole.
Well, and you're making a safer and a healthier environment for that baby to come mm-hmm. into, and you can't, you know, a healthy mom is only a part of the picture.
Yes, and it's unheard of. I've worked in substance abuse programs before, and it's almost unheard of to have a couple in a program together, let alone we also let the babies come into group. So at any time, there may be four or five women who are breastfeeding in group. We really promote breastfeeding.
As you continue to work the program and have success with it, you were awarded the Commissioner's Award of Excellence in 2016. Are you finding that other areas of Indian Country are reaching out to you and saying, hey, how'd you do it? How can we get something like this going for us?
Yes. Yep. We definitely are. And it's crazy to think that we only started the program in 2015, kind of based off a dream per se of, you know, what a few of us really believed the type of program that we needed. And thank goodness Tribal Council listened and they said, okay, build the program that you think that we need. And it's been hugely successful. And we wouldn't be here without the support of our Tribal Council. So,
well, Julie, how inspiring to talk with you this morning. Thanks so much for taking some time to have a conversation with us. And we'll get some links set up on our website so folks can get some more information about the program if they're still curious. Thank you, Julie.
Perfect. Thank you. Have a good day.
Julie Williams is the manager of the Moms Program on the White Earth Nation. She was our guest this morning for our Journey to Wellness in Indian Country feature.